So today has been something in the making for a while. I got given a word quite a while ago. It was last year, the end of last year. And every year I ask God if he would share a word for me or for my family. He always does, and he's always faithful. He's always brought the word to harvest and fruit, and I'm always forever grateful for that. He's a God that is true to his promises. His promises are yes and amen, day after day after day. Even when we don't see it, he's working. Even when we don't feel it, he's working. And yeah, so for me, my family know that the word that someone spoke to me and then was confirmed, and then it was exactly the same word that the Lord had put on my heart. And it was a tough season for me to unpack it, and it still is. It's July, and I'm still unpacking it. So I'm standing here imperfectly perfect in his eyes. And that is such a freedom to know, because when we think we are in control and when we think things are going well, how often we retract. I have a terrible tortoise syndrome. A lot of people know. When I feel overwhelmed, I become a tortoise and I retract. And I'm hardened shell. And it's difficult for me even just to poke my head out. And so I have a very, really, really bad habit of doing that. So I'm hoping and trusting that this morning I can just share a little bit what God has placed on my heart. I'm by no means a pastor. You've got an incredible shepherd of a wonderful flock. And obviously my dad was an incredible example to me. And so I'm not my dad. he was an incredible preacher. And I thank you, tissues. No, I've got tissues. no, it's cool. I'll try and hold it together. But anyway, so this morning it's just Tracy sharing a little bit on my heart. Please forgive me if I take time to read. But you'll understand why the theme of today is what it is, and my family may giggle now and again. But if I wear my contact lenses, I can see you, but then I can't read. And then if I wear my black glasses, I can see you and take my glasses off, and I can read. So it was either going to be a this, or just for now, I'm just going to do this and look over my nose like a secretary. No offense to secretaries, even got the hair. You got the blazer. Anyway, and apologies that I don't have the look as a pastor who would stand up there. You'll understand why. And yeah, so let's dive in. Right. A couple of months ago, I got invited to share the ladies' breakfast, and the word that I had was awesome. I'd love to do that. And I got invited to go, and unfortunately, it was the time that my dad passed away. And that was on the Thursday, and I said, no, I'll be good to go the next Saturday. And they just said, you know what, Trace, maybe you need a bit of time and a bit of a season to heal. And that is always good. So you need to take that time. If people are needing time, it's okay to become a tortoise, but it's also not okay to stay in that place. So I chatted to Brian. I said, would there be a possibility I could come up and just share? So that's why I'm at this space now. Unfortunately, today you won't get a breakfast as if it was a ladies' or men's breakfast, but we can always enjoy the aroma from roast chicken coming from Oxford. So we're pretty much setting the scene. So I'm quite excited about that. So at the end of 2022, I was feeling, well, Lord, what am I to do? And then I got given a word. 2023 for us as a family was a big year because, as same with Brian and Lana and a few others, their children were in matric. And they were writing. So it was a very difficult year in a different space. So for me, I was like, yippee, the end of 2023. And then, yay, 2024, what is more? I actually use it as my slogan at school, hashtag more than enough. Look, it just helps that our school has that word in it. Believing in more, believing for more. And that was so wrong. Because not wrong for God, but very wrong for me. Because I did believe for more. I was trusting for more, especially after the word had been spoken to by people, confirmed by part, well, actually in America was confirmed. And for me, it was really, really hard because everything that I was and thought I was wasn't really true. And that's what I'm saying. I'm still a work in progress. But I'm going to empty it. We've sung a few of the songs already. And so, yippee, free, finally free from 2023. Finally, it's 2024. Time to believe in more. Not just for me, but for my family too. Like I said, I even use this as hashtag believe in more as a slogan for my work. It just worked well with the school. But how wrong was I? But the Lord spoke the word at the beginning of the year, and I started to question him, but he kept this word pressing heavily onto my heart, into my thoughts, and very heavily into my spirit. Colossians 3:12. Clothe yourselves, therefore, as God's own chosen ones, his own picked representatives, who are purified and holy and well-beloved by God himself, by putting on behavior marked by tender-hearted pity and mercy, kind feelings, a lowly opinion of yourself, gentle ways and patience, which is tireless and long-suffering and has the power to endure whatever comes its way. And I send through a version of this to the church. Bron, is that the one that I didn't send through? I'm so bad. I sent everything through WhatsApp, and then I was told, can you please do it as a... No, we do have that one. There we go. All right, so this is the version of the Message Bible. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you, compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline, even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you, and regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you, with a quiet strength, compassion, kindness. Okay, so I've messed up a little bit, because if I read that, what kind of behavior should I or would I or could I display in all situations and circumstances? I reminded myself that patience is not my ability to wait, but rather my ability and my responsibility, as it reads in 1 Peter 2:9. But we are all the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly word, chosen to be holy people, consecrated. English is a strong point in my life. School was important, but sport was importanter. So you'll pick that up along the way here. So I really do apologize. I get really nervous reading. It's terrible. It's really a struggle for me. This has taken me hours, not because it's just taken me such a long time to write. So forgive me. And when I do, you know, we should have like a horn that you made a mistake. But anyway, please accept my forgiveness of poor pronunciation of words. I make up words. That's also okay, though. My ability and responsibility. People consecrated. That actually means to be set apart. I thought that's really cool for him. But yet, patience is not my ability to wait. Yet I've been instructed by him to keep a good attitude in waiting. To keep a good attitude in waiting. I'm not in a good space waiting. But I know that it's been said over me, and I just need to be patient. In the Fireproof movie, I don't know if anyone has had the opportunity to watch that. I don't know if we showed it as a church. But in the Fireproof movie, if you haven't seen it, I would love you to go and watch it. Doesn't mean your life is falling apart. It's just an incredible, inspirational movie. But there's a song that's sung by John Waller. While I'm waiting, I will serve you. While I'm waiting, I will worship. While I'm waiting, I will not faint. I'll be running the race even while I wait. So church, this has been a big struggle for me, as I've said. But I've grown into spaces of frustration, anger, confusion, and spiritual and natural and emotional fatigue. Because of this word, this one word, a four-letter word that has really, really been a tough call for me for 2024. But don't worry, there's more. Ephesians 6, 10 to 12. Yet again, Brian, I'm sorry if this is not the one I sent you. No, thank you, Brian. Ephesians 6, 10 to 12. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through the union with him. Draw your strength from him. That strength which has boundless might and provides all. Put on the whole armor, the armor of the heavily armed soldier which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the depositions, against the powers, against the master spirits, who the world rulers of the present darkness, against the spirit of forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. Therefore, put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger. And having done this, putting yourself into Christ's demand to stand firmly in your place. Right, put on God's complete armor. And very special man in our lives, they immigrated. And Brian spoke, and I don't move out the way to make it get feedback. Sorry, Clay. And he made that. And Norman G, if I'm correct. And I met Norman G in 1986. And we were part of that when the flood happened, and he was sharing that day how the whole house was flooded. And we were part of that as a family. And so today I was actually going to bring my Thomas More kit. I was going to have a rail where I put on, show you my jacket and I clothe myself. But then I remembered this treasure that was in the prayer room, made by a man who is blessed, anointed, gifted, as each and every one of us here are. Doesn't mean you have to make this, but we have our gifts. But you may see, that's quite a pun, but anyway. I'm not sure if you can see over there, but I've added something else. All right, I've added something else. And it's not disrespectful when you hear where I'm coming from, hopefully. All right, so put on God's complete armor. Would you ever leave your house half-dressed? Okay, to be honest, teenagers, forgive my judgment. But really, choice clothes these days for young folk seem to be very half-dressed, yet double the price of the full dress. Amen? So for me, I feel that you're leaving the house slightly half-dressed. But anyway, if we take that into the physical, but spiritually trusting that you are being fully clothed. Back to the scripture. Thank you for putting that up, Bron. Many of us choose to forget to put on our full spiritual armor because of circumstances and challenges, busyness, and often pride. Every day, the forces of Satan wage war against us, and it is so important to be protected. Friends, with the spiritual protection and authority, with the spiritual protection and authority, we can stand against every evil force, plan, or strategy being put into place by the enemy. So you pick up that sword with confidence. And as you put on your earthly clothes, remember your spiritual armor has more than what it takes. You pick up that sword with confidence and trust God for him to fight your battles. They've already been won. Listen, he gave a meek and mild young man the courage with a few hand-picked, hand-picked stones, which he only needed one, to knock down and kill the giants. Hand-picked stones, and the reason hand-picked is that he gives us gifts every day. He gives us opportunities every day to pick up what we need for that day. We can't walk around with a bag full of stones. He knows what we need for each and every moment in each and every challenge we are going through. If you are going through health difficulties, trust him for that hand-picked stone for that day. Trust him for that hand-picked stone if you're going through financial difficulties. Trust him for hand-picked relationship mending. There are so many stones available, and this little man looked at this man. I think he built it out of a box one day, the difference of the heart, how big Goliath was. And he didn't need, God knew, hand-picked, get the job done. So trust him for those stones. He will equip you with the ability to overcome what you're trusting for in your life. You can then walk in peace. Walking in peace is equivalent to putting on your shoes of peace. Or walking into righteousness is equivalent to putting on your breastplate of righteousness, which protects you and your heart from hurt or condemnation. God always supplies all our full armor we need to defeat the devil and the evil one. But it's a choice we need to make, and we need to put it on. It comes down to choice. Even when you don't see it and we don't feel it, we are mentally, emotionally, and spiritually exhausted, and we don't have natural capacity either. We just need to put it on, friends. It's not about our own selfish, blurred view about how we are feeling. But we need to be his disciples, the salt and the light, no matter how you may be feeling. If you're bitter or hold resentment, because that if you fight that fight by yourself, it will never, ever, ever work. And when you've got that attitude of, I can do this and only be half-dressed, you get self-obsessed and it becomes yours. Yet, it's his. So this morning, the word spoken into my heart, I'm wearing a shirt, so you kind of get the idea. It was also funny because it says be kind. Anyway, so kind, the word was kind. Tracy, the word over your life is kind and kindness. So I didn't know this, so I was sitting with Risa McKenzie and I was so excited. I said, look how clever this, I put this into Google. And I asked the definitions of kind, and up it popped. And what made me giggle is it says, certainly. The word can, I'm like, okay. And my children said, Trace, Mom, that's ChatGPT. Because it said, certainly. But I didn't ask, I didn't even know how to do that. I just put it in my Google anyway. So I believe if you do that, it'll say, certainly, I can help you. So maybe I should stop being so friendly when I ask Google to help me with things. But the word kind, as spat out by someone behind a screen who was really kind. Noun, definition, a category of things distinguished by some common characteristic or quality. She showed great kindness to the stray animals in the neighborhood. Adjective of the noun. Having or showing a friendly, generous, and considerate nature. He is known for his kind heart and willingness to help others in need. And while I was preparing Shane, Brian, Sean, so many examples in our congregation that I can mention that are kind-hearted and willing to help others. They're willing to sacrifice their time. They're willing to sacrifice their own personal needs for the needs of others. And I think if we had to look around today in our family of our church and how kind people are, they display kindness. How often we turn on our phone and someone sends a message, hope you're having a great day, you've been on my heart. That's showing kindness. Doesn't mean you have to have this huge in-depth explanation, but just showing acts of kindness or just being kind. And I actually got these earrings on Friday. One of my top swimmers, water polo players and hockey players, has moved up to the Midlands. The family have gone through a divorce, and the dad's had a major stroke, and that she just needs to move to boarding school. And the card she wrote was, "Thank you for being so kind to me and so kind-hearted. It's effortless." And for me, I'm not trying to be, wow, look at me, but it was wow, look. So I'm asking and trusting for these nuggets, and time again, I get them, I get them, I get them. Bron, the flower you gave me when my dad died, I am terrible with keeping flowers alive. I've actually got Lego ones in my office. I do, leopard orchids, they're beautiful. And then the other three are fake succulents. And they're wonderful. And then I said to Bron, I said, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said to Michael, I kill every flower. I don't understand the idea of why we have flowers, because you just have them and then they die and then you're sad again. But that's something I've got to work through. But Bronze is still alive. I sent her a photo, and it's exciting that I'm keeping something alive. But that's just an adjective and then adverb. I'm glad I have to do English. In a way that is friendly, generous, or considerate. Friendly, generous, or considerate. Nothing is mentioned about finances, which was quite overwhelming when you think what came out from this. She spoke kindly to the children, offering them encouragement and support. Kind. So the word you've picked up that has been spoken over my life, kind and kindness. Bron, thank you so much for helping today, for sorting out the slides for me. She only got some of them this morning. Brian, thank you for your patience with me. Thank you for helping me out and getting them through. Yes, it may read, certainly, that I will help you, says GPT. But for me, or ChatGPT, I just know that I have a God who says more than just certainly. He's like, what are you waiting for? He's like, seriously, it's all here. So for me, it's been unpacking and unpacking. So no, I don't have ChatGPT, TPP, GRT. I use the old-fashioned Google search. Obviously, I need to stop being kind. Because if you can't to computers, they then be kind back. So even there, I had a giggle that God's using a computer to maybe reiterate what I'm going through. All right, we're now moving on to Galatians 5. I sent this one, Brian. We should know this, everybody. Right, Galatians 5. And the reason I'm reading it first and then we read it again is just because the version that I sent through is the Message Bible, which is always nice to have a bit of a comparison. So this is my Bible where it is. This is how I fight my battles. So that's what I'm reading from. And then we will look at this slide. All right, Galatians 5, 22 to 26. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within us accomplishes, is first love, joy or gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, or humility, self-control, self-restraint. Mm. Against such things there is no law that can bring a charge. And those who belong in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, have crucified the flesh, the godless human nature, with its passions and appetites and desires. If we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. If by the Holy Spirit we have our life in God, let us go forward, walking the line, walking in tow. Our constant control is by the Spirit of the Lord. Let us not become vainglorious. I actually said to Reese, can you Google how to say vainglorious? Because it really does say vainglorious. I'm like vainglorious, you know, me trying to get it right. But it does say vainglorious. So obviously we'll see what the Message Bible said. But it does say vainglorious. And even if you put onto speed 4, it still comes out the same. And self-conceited, competitive, and challenging, and provoking, and irritating to one another, envying and being jealous of one another. Could you put that up there, Bron? All right, I don't know if you've noticed, but the first one is correct, and the last one is? If we can't get number one right, how on earth are we going to get the last one right? So what I did is, no, this is not a baptism for a baby today, in case you were worried, a full baptism. Oh, no, I've shown you now. But in here, if you'd like to come up, I have 9 apples, and could you please tell me what somebody, we have 9 people who would come up, please, and collect an apple and just say which one you're taking out. Thank you. You're not reading it. You can read it up there. No, love. Say love.
Love.
He's chosen love. Anybody else? Okay, anybody else? You can eat it if you want. Okay, thank you, Cindy.
Joy.
Thank you, Joy. Not Joy, Cindy, but... Hello.
Peace.
Nice. Right, next one.
Patience.
Nice. Nice. Sorry, which ones have been taken? Okay, let's go through. What have we done? What was Shoba? Then we were? Patience. Kindness.
Joy.
We got 2 joys. Okay, let's take another one. Gentleness. We'll have us gentleness. All right, we need another one. Brian? What did you choose? His wife is chosen.
You said this was gentleness.
No, okay, you're okay, true. Okay, gentleness. That's much better. Right, Ewan? Yeah, I will. I'm going to do that. Yeah, I will. Ewan, what are you going to be? How many do we have up here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're 1 short. Who said kindness? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Goodness. Oh, goodness. They're fighting. Okay, so, but thank you, everybody. Lana, you can have this one. You may go back, everybody. You're a fantastic, fantastic class. You may eat them. It is clean water. I only put it in this morning. Alrighty. And I've taken off my piece of paper. How frustrating. Right, Galatians. Can we go through those again while I look for my space? Love. Let's read them again. Love. You are amazing. Right, where's my 2? patience, self-control. Okay, got it. Fruit of the Spirit. But there's one fruit of the Spirit that I feel was left out. Not for you, perhaps, but for me, definitely. For me would be vision, lenses. You can put on Paula Deen. So we went to America as a family to visit my aunt, and we went to this restaurant called Paula Deen. I don't know if any of you watch on TV, but she is a used to host a cooking show and a baking show, and it was freezing. It was a place called Branson. That was the warmest I could get myself. But one of the things she has is something called peepers. And we walked through the shopping part where you can obviously buy things and everything's better with butter, and like that was a slogan going around. And then she had a whole lot of these glasses. And I probably stood there, locks, how long? Too long. And I loved them. And she wears these bright blue ones, and they're beautiful. Anyway, they're reading glasses. Nikki Oles will tell you what her daughter thought of them. But I looked, but they were $24. And I think we were like a week into our trip. I'm thinking, oh, $24. And Michael's like, Trace, if you want them, you've saved. If this is something that you want, and they had leopard print. Oh, they were beautiful. I tried them on, off. And I just said, no, we'll decide after lunch. I went back again, and I didn't get them. And when I got home, I said, there were two regrets. I know the one was this, and I can't remember the other regret. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know what it is. But anyway, when my aunt came over for my dad's memorial, she blessed me with peepers. And they all, look at this. They change your life. They are. I'm telling you. When I wear them at school, no one comes to talk to me. It's amazing. And because when I wear these ones, they generally question me. And when I wear these ones, they're like, what is on your face? And even little olds saw me with them. And she's looking at my head and not saying anything. And eventually says, what are those things? And I'm like, they're my peepers. Anyway, they will change your life. They are just beautiful. Anyway, and for me, the reason I wanted to speak about the peepers is because of the vision that I really feel I need on my, putting on my armor. So, today, there's the other fruit of the Spirit. They're my peepers. So whoever gets here first can come and get it. Joe will probably be here. Come, Joe, come get it. Even matches. All right. So in the bowl, we had our nine apples. All right. But my extra one that I felt I needed to have there was peepers. Why? Because for me, this would assist my blurred vision on some of these fruits that I should be displaying and acting out every single day. And an added bonus is that the peepers have always been there, because the apples were left in water. And the reason they were in water is because the Holy Spirit's always with us. So the armor is God inspired, God breathed, and the Holy Spirit fills us from bottom to top when we ask and allow God to put our armor on, knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us anyway. So there is water there for a reason, but we'll get to that. All right, getting dressed every day brings me a physical purpose, yet the garments I need for spiritual heaviness and the power to fight the strategies that are set up by the devil to derail me makes it tough at times. Often I'll leave home at 5:05, quietly, and I return back home because I've forgotten to put my glasses on. I then often drive out of home at 5:05, and I get up the road, and everything is blurry, but I got my glasses on, but I remember I had to really put my contacts on. And so I didn't need the other glasses, so I was stuck again. So my poor family, and so by the time I leave quietly, it's now, everything's flying because I can't find anything. And then other times I really forget my glasses and I struggle all day at work. I struggle because I can't see. And the blurred vision definitely changes the attitude and the atmosphere of the day. Bron, the one with the bus. We've seen this, I'm sure, many of us. We can decide how we're going to see the day. Yes, we have challenges, circumstances, issues, but we are clothed. We put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness every single day. But it's a choice, and it's tough sometimes. The heaviness overwhelms us sometimes. All right? And putting on our armor every day, it shouldn't take time. All right? Because we know, and we speak it over our lives. When we're putting the kettle on, we speak it over our life. When we're putting Bovril on our toes, speak it over. When we're driving out the driveway, drinking our smoothie from Kauai because we've done enough steps, we know the armor. And we speak it over and into our lives all the time. It needs to become a habit. It has to become a habit, because if it doesn't become a habit, you're not protected. Why do we want to go through our life with blurred vision? The Holy Spirit's in us. We are chosen, consecrated, set apart. We have everything in our hands. The Word of God is there, yet we choose not to. And I'm at fault. I'm really struggling in some areas at the moment, and it is tough for me. This is really tough. And I need to really trust God that He will provide. And He does. He's never failed me once. Getting a pair of sunglasses, earrings, from a little kid. He just blesses and blesses and blesses. We all have a purpose and a plan for our lives because it's been God-breathed. And His plans for us are good. They never change because God is in the plan. I place my peepers on, and I know that it will help me see clearly. Not always the full picture. That will only happen in heaven. And when I get the opportunity to sit down at the milk and honey stream, I'm going to have a nice conversation with my Father God. And that's when I need to get some answers and I'll see the big picture. But until then, trust the process. We have a choice, and this choice is for everybody. No matter what you're going through, broken relationships, financial pressure, health scares, we have a choice to hand it over or keep the fear, resentment, anger, injustice, and allow it to fester and boil in our hearts, which just brings to absolute spiritual and physical destruction. So I'm digging deep and trusting God. I've always seen myself as being a kind and kind-hearted person, but let me tell you, when God has placed something on your heart or a word in your life, the enemy will do everything and anything he can to distract us and trip us up. When I was leaving to drop my aunt off, we had plenty of time to get to the airport, and I have an emergency 911 card, ATM card. I have my own savings card, and then my husband has given me an emergency card because I don't make a lot of money. So if we have like blowouts or I need my car breaks down, I don't have credits. I don't have that ability to get credit, so which is a great thing. Hey, my love, because he teaches me this is not a target; it's a budget. So in life, I've learned that it's not a target, it's a budget. Anyway, I'm learning. Like I said, it's still in process. But anyway, go to get petrol. Let me just go check. I've got petrol. I don't know why that day, but I went and used the emergency card at the ATM, put it in, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Load shedding. But it wasn't load shedding. They had a power failure. So I'm like, okay, it's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. We've got plenty of time. So I go to my aunt and said, don't worry, it's going to be fine. I've just got to wait for it to reboot, and then the card will pop out, right? Because I've already now put my PIN in. So now it's a credit card. So that could be a problem for me. and my husband, because I've now put my code in and I haven't got my card and I am stressing and I'm watching the time. So I go back to her and I said, no, it's rebooted. It's good. And then I go into, I ask for the store manager and I say, can you help me? Will I get my card back? He says, oh, it's gone. And I'm like, great. I said, can I cancel while I've pushed? And he goes, no, it's gone. You need to phone these people. I'm like, oh, gosh, put Dot on my phone. I got a new phone, Lana. I now have a contract. So now I'm putting apps that download airtime. Anyway, and I've got to get to the airport. And it was just, so my choice language, my love languages weren't great. But I was still okay. Because remember, I had my ABSA card in case I needed to, in case I ran out of petrol. Anyway, get to the airport, say goodbye to my aunt, which is always a toughie for me, but we kept it simple. We kiss because it keep it simple, stupid. Sometimes that's what it stands for. So I gave a kiss goodbye and off she went. So I thought, ha, Sasol, petrol station, in case I run out of petrol. So I go and I put in petrol, 200 rands just to get me back, didn't move the needle. And off I go, I'm coming home. And I'm crying, I'm not in a good headspace. And is it up? There must have been 50 million people deciding to come home that day. Not too sure why, it was still holidays, I think, actually. And there I am, that's on me, but I'm on at that toll gate, that's the actual toll gate. And I'm in this long line, and there are cars behind me, and I'm in about the third line. And I get there and people are hooting because people take time, you know, and I'm like, oh, look at those people and their tag doesn't work. And I'm like, oh, look at you. And I get there and I whip out my ABSA card and they go, the lady, she leans out the window and she goes, and I'm like, we no longer accept debit cards. I'm like, oh, so what does that mean? No, you have to pay cash or credit card. I said, my dad just died, and I've just lost my credit card. And I'm like, everything I think I've held in for however long is this poor lady behind the desk with her Doritos, and she's thinking, your lady. Anyway, so I said, well, what must I do? She says, you have to find the money. I said, well, I don't have money. She says, well, you have to make a plan. I said, well, what do you do? No, you must park your car and get out and go and ask for money. First of all, I'm thinking my husband's going to kill me. Second of all, I'm thinking, how am I going to get three lanes? Because remember, the tag lane, you don't have to slow down. You don't slow down because it automatically, you just drive through if you've got the tag. You know, they whiz through the businessmen, which is great, and women. So I'm now putting my hand and saying, sorry, can you just wait? And I'm reverse. I'm saying, Lord, please don't let there be any Thomas More parents. Lord, don't let there be any Thomas More parents or anyone that I know. I reverse and I wangle and I have to park on the side of the road. And I just don't know what to do. So before I reversed, I looked in my bag and in my cubbyhole and whatever, because I clean my car all the time. There's no loose change. And in my bag, and I had 7 rand 30, and I needed 8 rand. I had 7 rand 30, and I needed, and you know, I'm that type of person that, hey, please, pay, yeah, keep 20 rand and pay for the two cars behind me. I don't want the change. You keep it. When I go and get parking tickets, you can ask my family. I'll put the parking ticket in. The change comes, I leave it. No, let somebody else get that sort of thing. It's also because of germs. But I'm always willing. I'm always that kind person. And I'm like, why is no one understanding my heart? I'm kind. I'm generous. Anyway, I understand it's a job. I said, could you help me? She goes, no, I've already helped people. I said, okay, no, that's fine. Have a nice day. So I then reversed and parked. And now I must go beg people for money. Like, really? This lady who's crying, shaking, angry, choice love languages. Anyway, I couldn't. And then I saw a gentleman. He had parked his car and he was on his laptop. And I knocked on his window and he nearly pulled out a gun. But I just said, sorry, I really need 30 cents. And he looked at me and said, sorry, I'm 30 cents short and I'm crying. My dad just died. And I'm like, shame. He goes, he says, I don't have any cash. I said, okay, no, that's fine. He says, no, but hold on. And he opens his cubby hole and it was a hired vehicle. And in the hired vehicle, there was 5 rand. And he said, I'm in the tag lane. I don't need this. So then I turned to him and go, would you like my 7 rand 30. And he said, no, Tracy, you can keep it. No, he said, no, you can keep it. Anyway, it was just so frustrating because I'm a kind person. The word kind has been spoken over my life, and I just am battling. I'm not getting a breakthrough. I'm not getting a breakthrough in this word. I'm not. Our family, there's been so many things, and for me, I'm struggling. So I'm just going to ask if you could just pray for me, whether you're visiting or not, but maybe you could just pray and help me that the Lord will really reveal this to me. To end up, let us remember what he has done and is still doing in our lives today. He has given us all free will. He has given us the Ten Commandments. He has promised to protect us always. We're in the full armor. We're chosen. We are blessed. We are highly favored. Amen. Filled with his power. His goodness runs after us. He shows us his mercy. He forgives us. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow without fear. He forgives time and time again. So maybe this morning, we need to repent and we need to forgive those that have hurt us or if there's been an injustice. Who wants to be held by fear? Who wants to be controlled by anger? He knows we get angry. In Ephesians, it says that you're allowed to be angry, but do not let that anger lead you to sin. So he understands the anger, and he's there, but do not stay there. Because the moment you stay there and become angry to the stage where you can't see clearly through the vision, it gives the devil a foothold. So have your moment. Please use the words of love and not language that I used when I needed 30 cents. Be kind. I actually went back to the same lady. I waited to get a space in the toll line. And I went up to her and I wound down my window. And I don't know if she thought, oh, here we go again. I still don't have 30 cents. But I just looked at her and I said, look, I'm so sorry. What I did was not right. I was not fair on you. I know you can't give everyone 30 cents because if she gave everyone 30 cents, she's accountable for that at the end of the day. And it was so wrong of me to have expected her to do that just because I've always been the kind one. She's also kind. She's helped people. She's probably walked 5,000 million miles to get there. And then she's got to deal with this angry woman who's just shouting at her. So be kind. Choose kindness. Decide which choice view you want to live your life. God has given us spiritual eyes. Today, maybe we need to splash some of the physical water onto them. Not because you are a failure, because there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So maybe at the end of the service, you can come to our beautiful bowl and just, there are tissues maybe just say we have to make a physical move and a physical splash, a wipe, and there is no judgment. Never forget what a good, good father he is. He truly is kind, and his kindness is everywhere. We just need to trust the process. Amen.